It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. Rene Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. And we have another look this morning at what's often called a lagging indicator on the economy. The economy may be starting to recover, but the job market is not. The unemployment rate ticked up again today to 9.8%. NPR's labor reporter Frank Langford is in our studios. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the jobs report tell us beyond that raw number?
Well, I've been talking to economists this morning and poring over the data, and what a lot of people think is we're looking at what they call a jobless recovery. And that means that even as you were just pointing out, as the economy improves, most economists think that there won't be meaningful hiring for probably many months. One economist I talked to this morning said it could be until sometime in spring next year that we really see jobs begin to pick up.
So what are the implications of this for people who are worried about their jobs or looking for a job?
I think it's huge. We have more than 15 million people out of work right now. And what this report says is there's no relief in sight. There's no job sector that looks like it's going to come to the rescue. Also, keep in mind, right now, if you're out of work, the odds of getting a job are worse than they've been in a really long time. We have 6 unemployed workers for every job opening. And the number of people who are unemployed now for more than 6 months, it keeps growing. So it means in real terms, some people may have to start thinking about moving, maybe changing careers.
Why aren't employers hiring if people think that the economy is starting to recover and companies certainly want to be in position for that?
Number of reasons. Anxiety, uncertainty. They're not sure that this is going to be a strong recovery. Another thing is that companies have really restructured during this recession. They've cut hours and payrolls. They've become a lot more efficient. We always hear that old saw, doing more with less, but that is what they're doing. I was talking to some chief financial officers yesterday, and they said they don't feel like they have to go back quickly to these old staffing levels. The first thing they're going to do instead of hiring is give more hours maybe back to existing workers. But they're not even doing that now. If you look at this report, the average hourly work week was actually down.
Oh, you're not even getting overtime out of this for people at this
point.
15 million people out of work and other people not working a lot of overtime, a lot of underemployed people cannot be good for consumer spending.
No, not at all. And it's a vicious cycle. I mean, this is all related. Right now, a lot of us are not very confident of this recovery. We're worried about where our income is going to come. And last month, there was a little bit of a good sign. We saw consumer spending pick up. Part of that was the cash for clunkers buying. But people are still watching their budgets very closely. And an economy that's fueled 70% by consumer spending, that's a real problem. It doesn't seem to be right now enough consumer spending to really drive job growth.
Hard to believe I'm asking this, given that we haven't even confirmed that a recovery has begun, and yet people are already talking about the possibility of a double-dip recession.
They are. And what that would mean is that we would see some rise in economic growth and then it would fall back. No one's sure of this. It is a matter of speculation. But one thing economists talk to is they say, well, you know, after this federal stimulus spending fades, where is the demand going to come to really drive growth and drive new jobs? And it's not clear what that would be. So we still have to see how the next 2 or 3 months go. I think we should be watching these labor reports very, very closely and all the other indicators. But at the moment, I don't think we have to worry about a double-dip recession, but it is coming up in conversation.
Frank, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting this morning on the new unemployment figures, 9.8%.